Nolte, 66% of battleground district voters say Dems too obsessed with impeachment. By John Nolte on October 3, 2019. Polling from the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, shows impeachment is backfiring bigly in battleground districts. The most important finding in this poll is the following. Democrats are only consolidating their own base with respect to impeachment. That is exactly right, and that is what we are seeing in every poll gauging impeachment. The elite media headlines scream, support for impeachment rises. Yeah, to 44% or 46%, which means only Democrats are on board. So what? The NRCC poll found that in battleground congressional districts, meaning the districts that will be up for grabs in 2020, that two-thirds, 63%, of voters in NRCC target seats and 66% of voters in Republican-held battleground seats agree that Democrats in Congress are too obsessed with impeaching the president. What voters would prefer, according to the poll, is a Congress working on issues they campaign on, such as funding our military, improving the nation's infrastructure, lowering the cost of prescription drugs, and caring for our nation's veterans. In worse news for Democrats, the top priority for voters in NRCC target seats is immigration, and in Republican-held battleground seats is the economy. The NRCC found six separate issues that reach double-digit importance for voters, and Democrats aren't focusing on any of them. On the overall issue of impeachment, the NRCC numbers align with the polls we are seeing from the media. Polls that once again show nothing more than the Democrats consolidating their base of support on the issue. In NRCC target seats, voters oppose impeachment. 44% support minus 47% oppose. In Republican-held battleground seats, voters oppose impeachment, 46% to 49%. What's more, in these target districts, 51% of independents oppose impeachment, and 46% of voters in NRCC target seats are less likely to vote for a candidate for Congress who supports impeachment. Feel free to write the poll off as partisan, but as I mentioned above, it aligns perfectly with the media's impeachment polls and analysis from the Wall Street Journal, which is no fan of Trump. There is no position Democratic Representative Kendra Horn can take on impeaching President Trump that will satisfy a majority of voters in the district she narrowly won last year, which Mr. Trump won by nearly 14 points. Ms. Horn beat a Republican incumbent last year by about 3,000 votes in a district that wasn't on Democrats' radar because of Mr. Trump's margin of victory in 2016. Speaking after a town hall Monday, she called irresponsible her colleagues' decision to move toward impeachment without a full investigation beyond the release of the transcript of the president's July 25 call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and whistleblower complaint. Democrats are also facing opposition to impeachment through anti-impeachment protesters, and some of those Democrats, like Representative Lucy McBath, DGA, are not handling the unexpected blowback very well. Her office dialed 911 on the protesters and had them removed by police. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, the current frontrunner for the 2020 Democrat presidential nomination, also got a taste of the protests. Nevadans greeted Edu Warren in Reno and let them know exactly how they feel about the Democrats' despicable attempt to impeach at real Donald Trump and undo the 2016 election. Join us and fight back. Tell the left to impeach this, right arrow. pic.twitter.com/pa5nikejui. Nevada GOP, at NVGOP, October 2, 2019. Dash. All this early in, and the Ukraine hoax is already unraveling at light speed. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.